Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Michael Behe is here. Michael is a new friend, professor of biological sciences at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, a senior fellow at Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, the author of a book called Darwin's Black Box, and also a DVR series called called Revolutionary, which is an interesting and appropriate term to be using on a day like today. And he's our new friend, Dr. Michael Behe. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So, okay, the two issues are the two main camps out there in terms of creation are intelligent design, which is a belief in God, right?
Not exactly, but I'll be happy to talk about that.
Tell us that, and then the other one are the evolutionists, the people who don't believe in that. They think everything is scientific.
Yeah, it's kind of a little more complicated than that. Creationism, in my view, is a belief in God and basing your views about how the world began on the Bible and Scripture,
right,
and so on. Intelligent design is the attempt to look at nature, look to see what you find in nature, and base your conclusions on that. And
right.
And from looking at the complexity of life and other things, that's what makes me and other folks conclude it's designed. It's a little bit like the difference between believing that the world had a beginning based on Genesis, where God said, let there be light and so on, versus thinking the universe had a beginning based on the Big Bang Theory and the redshifts of the galaxies and so on. So intelligent design is based solely on the findings of science, not on Scripture and
I guess I misunderstood that because so you're saying that intelligent design is our a belief it's a belief in evolution, is that right?
Intelligent design has no problem with evolution as just a concept. It has a problem with Darwin's idea that it came about by random processes.
Right. So intelligent design means, all right, so if you're believing intelligent design, you think there's order to the design process, but not through some supernatural force.
It's hard to tell what the force was. It might be supernatural, just like the Big Bang Theory. Big Bang might have been started by some supernatural.
That's what I was going to say. My grandsons asked me one time, which I thought was very interesting. We were riding along in the car. My two older grandsons, they were only probably 13 and 10 at the time, and they said, "Poppy, do you believe in the Big Bang Theory?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "I don't think it's a theory." I said, "Yes, I don't." I said, "No, I don't believe in the Big Bang Theory. I don't think it's a theory. I think it's Genesis chapter 1." What would be a problem with you or anyone else believing that Genesis chapter 1 is basically a description of the Big Bang Theory as well as they could do it in those days?
There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's fine, and certainly I've talked to a lot of people who do in fact take that view. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth,
mm-hmm.
and science thousands of years later finds that the universe had a beginning, and it's perhaps many listeners don't know that it was only in the 1930s that the Big Bang Theory became popular with scientists. Before
right.
then, most scientists thought that the universe was eternal
uh-huh.
and unchanging, which was definitely not what Genesis says. So, yes, it is surprising that now with our modern scientific methods, we find that, yeah, the general description of how the universe began matches up with scientific findings.
Well, you know, now I personally, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Big Bang Theory. I believe that in creationism. But I also believe in evolution. And everything I see for myself, what I tell my Christian friends who have a hard time with this is I tell them, you know, don't be afraid to play around with evolution. You know, it's okay to pick it up and hold it, you know, because you're not going to go to hell if you talk about it. So my point is that when you look around you, of course we're evolving, but why can't that be part of God's plan?
Absolutely, that's true, and I agree with you. I believe in the Big Bang myself. I also believe in evolution. I think that organisms descended from previous animals and plants and the whole nine yards.
But then when you get into the primate thing, right? That's where people get hung up, right?
Well, they do. Yeah, I guess some people just don't like the idea of being descended from something like a chimpanzee. But you know, I look at some of my relatives.
Do you believe that?
Yes, I actually do. Yeah,
uh-huh.
But I don't think these things happened by chance.
Yes,
I think that in fact evolution was guided or programmed.
Well, isn't natural? Isn't that natural selection?
No, not really.
Isn't evolution correct. Heavily driven by natural selection?
Well, it's supposed to be, but it's also driven by random mutation, and that's the problem. Darwin said there were changes in organisms, and they could be selected, and that's fine, but almost all changes are where features of an organism are broken, like genes are broken. And it turns out that sometimes that can help. And science is just discovering in the past 10, 20 years that most of the beneficial mutations that we've tracked down turn out to be genes being broken by random mutations. And you know, a process which most frequently breaks things and selects them is not
right.
One that's going to build anything
right.
much very sophisticated.
Very interesting. So we're going to talk some more. This is very fascinating information from Dr. Michael Behe, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called Darwin's Black Box, and there's a DVR series called Revolution. DVR, I should say, an individual one called Revolutionary. And at Revolutionary Behe, B-E-H-E, his last name, RevolutionaryBehe.com. Check out that website. Right back with Michael Behe. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.